Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. Last week we talked with Carl Wiles briefly about maple sugaring, but there wasn't enough time to really give you any definite information about what to do if you decide that you'd like to try to boil down some sap and get syrup or sugar. So here goes with some information that might be helpful. Remember, we said that you drill a hole in a tree probably from 2 to 4 feet above the ground with a 7/16-inch drill. You can buy the spiles that are put in or a piece of half-inch pipe or even a sumac hollowed out will go in there and make a spile to carry the syrup out far enough so that it can fall in a pail. Any kind of pail or even a plastic bag will do to hold the sap. Just a rule of thumb, if you shouldn't tap any trees that are under 10 inches in diameter, but from 10 to 17 inches, you can put in one tap. From 17 to 24 inches in diameter, you can put in two taps. From 24 to 30 inches, three. And if the tree is a big old shade tree in the yard that's over 30 inches in diameter, you can put in four. All right, you've put the spiles in the tree now, and the sap is flowing into the bucket. I tapped some trees out at Rice Creek today and found that the flow was about 8 drops per second, or per 10 seconds. Now, that's enough to fill a bucket in a 24-hour period. And it takes only 4 or 5 of those buckets to make a gallon of sap. All right, you've collected the sap now. You've got something to boil it in, and you want to know what to do. How do you know when it's ready? Just one word of caution. If you're going to boil the sap in the house, you better have a good vent. If you don't have, go outside and use your grill or use a Coleman stove or something else to boil it down. It will take several hours of boiling before it reaches a point where you have to be concerned about it. But you'll need some kind of a thermometer. A candy thermometer will do, or a meat thermometer, or a stem thermometer, as long as it's got degrees marked on it. The thing to do is observe the sap while you're heating it, and observe the temperature at which it starts to boil. That's usually about 210 degrees around here, might be as high as 212. Then you continue to boil, and it's going to take several hours past that. But finally, when it gets up between 7 and 8 degrees above the boiling point, above when it starts to boil, then it's ready to be processed for maple syrup. In other words, it really is syrup. You then take it, and you have to strain it. Many layers of cheesecloth will do, but outing flannel or something like that is even better, several layers of it. You have to strain it while it's hot, because when it begins to cool, it thickens and it won't strain as well. The reason for straining it is to get some materials out that are called sugar sand, and these actually cause the flavor to be a little bit off. So if you can get those out by filtering it, then the product that you get when you're through will be delicious, and if you can it will keep for some long period of time. Now, if you're really not that interested in syrup and would like to try some of the other things or other products that you can get by continual boiling above the point that we're talking about, 7 to 8 degrees above boiling point is for syrup. But if you go to 18 degrees above the boiling point, we're going to be up around 230 degrees Fahrenheit now, and then pour what you've got at that temperature on snow or ice or cracked ice or something like that, you'll have a taffy-like product called Jack Wax. Or if you'd like to make maple cream, which is really delicious and one of the greatest kinds of things you can make with a sap, you heat to about 230 to 232 degrees, slightly above that, and then pour the sap or the syrup when it's at that temperature into shallow flat containers. Well, you know, a cake dish would work, that you've put in ice or snow or perhaps has been immersed in cold running water so that it will cool rapidly. Cool it rapidly to about 65 to 70 degrees. Stir it with a wooden spoon for about 10 to 20 minutes, and then pour it in custard cups or jelly glasses. It's not granular at all. It's a very delicious, almost like a spread that you can put on things. maple sugar is accomplished by continuing to boil further until the syrup is heated to about 236 to 238 degrees. Then you drop it directly on the snow or crushed ice, or for really good quality cakes, you allow the syrup to cool back to about 155 degrees and stir briefly. Now, I know I've been talking much too fast for you to get all that, but you get the idea again, and I'll just repeat this. If you boil to 7 to 8 degrees above the point at which it starts boiling and pour it out, it makes maple syrup. 18 degrees above the boiling point makes jack wax, if it's cooled rapidly. 20 to 23 degrees above the boiling point makes cream. You have to cool that down quite a bit, as rapidly as you can, and stir it for about 10 minutes in order for it to really be creamy. And then, of course, as I said, if you go up to about 25 degrees above the boiling point, around 236 to 238 degrees Fahrenheit, and cool it, it will make sugar. I thought you might be interested in that, so I wanted to share that with you. In case you can't tell what maple tree you got, you know you got one, but you don't know whether it's a sugar maple or a soft maple, I just point out this to you. Any maple can be tapped. But whereas it takes about 40 gallons of sap to make a gallon of syrup with the sugar maple, it's probably going to take 60 or more with a soft maple. Any maple tree can be tapped. The sap is flowing right now. Why don't you give it a try? It's fun to do. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.